Welcome to Gambling with an Edge. And now, here are Bob and Richard.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Gambling with an Edge. We have three guests tonight talking about a very famous somebody who isn't here. Michael Kaplan is a famous gambling writer that we've had on several times, and he's going to be on again shortly because we've recently done another interview with him that hasn't aired yet. He's here somewhat as an interpreter and a facilitator. In addition, as a facilitator and interpreter, we have Laurie Chang, who has been a guest on our show. You might know her as the wife of John Chang of the MIT blackjack fame, and among other things. And Kelly. Kelly is a Chinese woman who has extremely good eyesight. They all worked with a big player named Phil Ivey on what is known as edge sorting. And that's what we're going to talk about. Michael, Kelly, and Laurie, welcome to Gambling with an Edge.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Before we talk about these topics, we're taping this 6 days before the show. We're taping this on Friday, April 7th. And today we just heard that Billy Walters was convicted in New York of insider trading. And I did not know Billy. He's a hero of mine for being able to kick the casinos in the butt. And I have no idea what the evidence was against him other than what I read in the papers. I was disappointed that he got convicted. Richard.
I was a little bit surprised that he got convicted, not because of the evidence, which seemed pretty overwhelming to me, but he is a pretty wily guy, and I would not be surprised if the end of all this, after however many appeals, he ends up getting out of it. So I was a little bit surprised. You know, he's been around a long time, and he knows where a lot of bodies are buried. He knows a lot of very powerful people in the state of Nevada, and although, on the other hand, you know, if Martha Stewart can go to jail for the same crime, it would be possible.
I actually interviewed him for Smart Money magazine, which the Wall Street Journal used to publish. It was probably about 15 years ago. But he agreed to do that. I mean, he certainly talked about sports betting and the correlations between sports betting and Wall Street, which is what we were really interested in. But he also talked, and there were like no promises made about the content. And he also talked about, you know, getting beaten up on the stock market and that the stock market is way more crooked than Vegas, you know, by his estimation. And the story came out and he and some other sports bettors were in there, and it was really about, you know, sports bettors, you know, betting the way guys trade on Wall Street. And he was not that thrilled. I mean, he called me. He said that, you know, he wished there was more stuff about Wall Street. And I'm like, well, you know, that's how these stories go. And he kind of ended it with saying, have a nice summer. And he hung up. And I'm like, whoa, what's that supposed to mean? But
it means you're not going to get another interview with Billy Walters is what it means.
Well, there's that. But he's I don't know. Again, yeah, he's a guy you have to buy. His great line to me was he talked about the old days when he was a big sucker in casinos. He goes, when you walk into a casino and all you see are teeth, you know you're in trouble. Because everybody's, you know, very smiling. All the casino hosts and the management is smiling to see him. He goes, you know you're in trouble. So I thought he was a really cool guy to me.
One of the things that I was really surprised that an article I saw today that he's apparently good friends with Carl Icahn. Which that kind of surprised me. I didn't expect that.
All right, let's talk about edge sorting at Baccarat. For this to work, as I understand it, you need several conditions. Number one, cards have to be non-symmetrical, meaning the player with very good eyes could distinguish the north side of the card being up from the south side of the card being up. Number two, the casino has to be talked into letting you see the cards and, at your request, turns some of the cards north side up and leave the others south side up. Three, the casino has to use an automatic shuffle machine where the cards were thoroughly shuffled but not rotated. Four, the cards have to be reused over and over again. And fifth, which is something peculiar to your particular situation, the dealer had to speak Mandarin. Now, those were the conditions.
Although I would just say they don't have to use an automatic shuffling machine.
As long as they don't rotate them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, so first the non-symmetrical cards.
Well, actually, before we get into that.
Okay.
Your backstory was really pretty incredible about before you started playing with an advantage, you apparently lost a lot of money before all this happened, right?
Oh, yes.
And do you want to tell the story then about what made you decide you really wanted to go after the casinos when apparently you got arrested because of the casinos?
Oh, yes. I come to American first. My father deposited $500,000, and MGM and Wynn. Like two months, I lost all.
You lost all,
yeah.
$500,000.
And then I ordered MGM 100,000 marker. This marker is my friend. She lost like $1 million. I have a 100,000 marker. I send it to her. She played, she lost. And then after I go back to Paris. 6 months after I came to America, they arrest me. They say, I ordered marker. And then I found that my friend, she now paid this marker. And then I stayed in Las Vegas jail for 3 weeks.
3 weeks you were in jail?
Yeah, 3 weeks. My friend Eddie go to see me. I say, wow, Sir Eddie, I'm so hungry. Can you please put $50 for me? He told me, no, Kelly, I would send the A-deck shoe car, this play car. He told me, he said, Kelly, when I send the money for you, you will eat, you sleeping. I give you this debt car. You count the car. And then you come out, you will very good for the counting. And then I just 3 weeks, in the jail every day. The time I don't know how do you do the edge shooting. I just count black jail.
So you used the 3 weeks to learn how to count cards.
Yeah.
This good friend of yours wouldn't give you $50 for food.
Yes.
But he just gave you cards and told you to practice.
3 weeks I lost 21 pounds.
You could have eaten the cards.
What a nice guy.
It's Eddie. Eddie.
Yes, yes. All right, I think we're going to talk more about Eddie as the evening goes on. So, these cards, they're not symmetrical. The edges are different.
Mm-hmm.
Now you were playing with the Jamaco cards that were purple.
Jimico,
mm-hmm. Good. Are there a lot of brands of cards that you could have used, or were those the special ones?
No special. I can use all the cards, not only Jimico.
So
just all the band, all the cards I can use. Yeah, it's not only Jimico.
So most cards in casinos today are, you can see the difference between the sides.
Oh yes.
Now, you're 30 years younger than me, but you're no longer in your 20s. So when you get older, your eyesight worsens.
But right now, my eyes is good. I check every month. Every month, I go check my eyes. 20/50.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you do eye exercises or eye vitamins or anything?
No, just never.
That's just how you work.
No.
Bob, I think I would just say that I think you are overestimating how good the eyesight needs to be.
If nighttime, my eyes like, 就像那个猫头鹰的眼会闪光的，会看得很清楚。晚上,
she says at night, her eyes are like that of a owl's eyesight. It will shine, and she can see sharper vision. At night, she feels like she has an eyesight of, like an owl catching mice.
That's why I always play nighttime. In the 20 years, I play graveyard or swing shift, day shift, and daytime, I don't want to play.
So you see better at night.
Oh, yes.
But inside the casino, you can't tell what time of day it is.
No,
I mean, your watch will tell you, but
it's, but you know, my feeling.
Uh-huh. Well, good. Do you eat a lot of mice? No, never mind. I'm sorry. Okay. Now, the casino has to let you see the cards, and then you rotate some of them at your instructions. You had him deal four cards before you placed your bet. You called this the Macau way. Did you invent the Macau way, or is this the way it's actually done in Macau?
This is the Macau style.
So in Macau, they bring out all four cards and leave them face down? So you
can
see...
Even right now, like Caesar Paris, there's still four cards down you can play.
Okay, so they're still doing this now at Caesar's Palace.
Very good.
Well, that makes the game a whole lot
better.
And
then Lucky Dragon.
Lucky Dragon, which is a new casino on Sahara that just opened up.
Still put the four card down, you can play.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do they let you play? never mind. Okay. now, is getting the casino to use an automatic shuffle machine, was that difficult, or would they say, sure, no problem?
Almost all casinos use automatic shufflers for Baccarat. It's very rare to find a hand shuffled Baccarat game anymore.
Then change the question. In Baccarat, usually they use the cards and people wrinkle them up and they throw them away. Mm-hmm. But you wanted to use the same cards over and over again.
Now, but most casinos, they have a mini Baccarat.
Yes.
Mini Baccarat, let's say Bellagio, Aria. Mm-hmm. You go there, it's automatic. They have a mini Baccarat. I just deposit money. I just go to play like Aria. I first play Aria. First day, I deposit 100,000. I lost. They know who I am. They don't care. I lost because they just want to take a free roll. Second day, deposit $500,000. My friend name in like 40 million. And we won the 1.3 million and 1.2. I forget, but you know, they just thinking this money you deposit. Casino always thinking is you deposit 1 million or 3 million. This automatic you lost. You know, when you request, you say I need a Chinese dealer. I need a four card down. They say okay, no problem. Any request, just they see the money. You know, normally I don't need a Chinese. Don't speak Chinese or English, French. Any language, no problem, I can do. But for me, I like, sometimes I like talking to dealer, speak Chinese.
Uh-huh.
Just like a little bit relax, you know. I speak Chinese better than, of course, better than English.
Uh-huh.
I don't need to talk to dealer, say, oh, you have to turn the car for me, I can say. I don't need to say this. I just say, oh, I'm superstition. You just, I don't want to open the car. You open for me. Let me see. You know? This is automatic. I don't have to teach a dealer. Hey, I have to see this car. You have to turn this way. No, I don't need it. People, they run. They're thinking, I need to speak Chinese. I go to French. I speak French. I go to Korea. Korea people don't speak English, not Chinese. You don't need to speak. I went to Vietnam. Same. They speak Vietnamese, not Chinese. I still do the same.
So you just, somehow you're able to communicate to them which direction to turn the card over.
Oh, yes.
Side to side or top to bottom.
Sometimes, you know, most dealer, even Chinese, I say, can I see, you know, not every dealer that kind of smart. You want to, you say, give me see the car. They just turn away. I cannot teach in the table teacher. Oh, you have to do this way for me. No. If a dealer not that kind of smart, sometimes I just say, oh, let me see. Dealer, you say, oh, I say, give me see. They just turn away this way.
With
it's not every dealer smart, you know. Sometimes I just change.
Right. Some dealers mess
a lot of
cards.
Yeah.
You're trying to explain to them how to turn the cards
you
over.
You cannot, and the table, explain to dealer, you have to do this way for me. You have to do, cannot. I just, if this dealer not good, I just, oh, can you change dealer?
Give me a different
dealer.
Yeah. And by the way, on mini Baccarat, you don't get to touch the cards.
Yeah,
they don't change them. They keep the same ones in there.
The 8 hours they change.
8 hours.
Every shift they change.
When I first met Kelly, that was what struck me as being so ingenious about this play, that she didn't even touch the cards. The casino did all the work for her. And I was like, whoa, this is like a special situation.
Well, you know, when I first heard about the play, Bill Zender wrote an article about it. and he described it. He didn't mention any names. He just mentioned some people were playing this way, and I read it, and I didn't believe the article. I said, this is ridiculous. No casino is going to allow you to do, you know, you're going to ask them, turn the card this way, no, turn it that way, I'm superstitious. And I thought, that's absurd. No casino is going to do that.
No, every casino that do.
Yeah.
Because
you have the Chinese superpower.
No, because you have to deposit like a 1 million or 2 million, 3 million, like a few. Always he asked me, Kelly, how much money I have to deposit this time? So, oh, 3 million. It's okay. Oh, 5 million. You know, like London, I talked to him, only 1 million pounds. It's okay. London, he lost a lot of money, this casino. We go there.
This is Phil Ivey you're talking about?
Yeah. I just say, oh, I need a proper car. Even they don't give the proper car, I still can use it. It's not Jimmy Gao, like Andrew. All the car, okay, no problem. But I just say, oh, we superstition, use proper car. You know?
Now, you came up with this idea yourself?
I came with Phil.
No, no, when you first came up with the idea, you...
It's me. Phil, he don't know.
No, because you played alone before you ever met Phil, right?
Yes.
So, when you came up...
I come out as the first beginning. I went to Palace Station. I see the one guy.
That's a high roller spot.
Because the double deck, Palace Station is very good.
Double deck?
Yeah, the blackjack. I want to play blackjack because blackjack double deck, you can use your hand, right?
Right.
You can very, automatically, you can turn.
You can sort it that
You can sort the car.
I used to do that too.
I go there, I see the one guy, I see they play different. You know why? I see it's, totally different, you know? It's not count the car. I know how do you count car. I know how do you do the SC green, but he's now.
Saw somebody else
doing
this.
Yeah, I just watching, play this, I think it's, maybe this car have some, you know? I just bought a gift shop. That time, all the gift shop, they have car.
Right.
You can buy. Right now, they don't have. But I bought a car, I go home. This is, it's not Jimmy Gao, it's B. The time they used the B, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I go home, I just bought this.
Magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Yes.
The time I don't know. I use that. I say, oh, that's different. That's why you can use the, you can, you know,
yeah.
Do the shit.
But now when you decided to do it at Baccarat.
Baccarat is, by myself.
You have somebody analyze mathematically which cards to turn and how big your edge would be?
No, nobody told me because I play Baccarat like 20 years. I already know 6, 7, 8, 9. If four card down, lay back, I can turn the 6. If now only window card, see the 1 card, I only can turn the 7, 8, 9. Because if only 1 card and the window, 6 player is no edge. I don't turn the 6. If a 6, like area, they can lay back 4 card down. I turn 6 also. Yeah.
Right. And you just came up with that on your own? You didn't have anybody analyze the numbers to say?
No, nobody.
So do you know what your edge was?
I know. If 9 and the player is like, 19, right now, exactly, I forget. But, and the banker is like a 20%. Yeah. But, right now, exactly the edge I forget, you know. I know.
So.
Before I played in this edge shooting, I played the bad card, you know. First beginning, all the bugger. Baccarat is 8 day shoe, right?
Yeah.
416 card. Before that Baccarat, they will count. Let's say dealer hold this card. They put this card and you cut the shoe. Cut the shoe after I can see the last card.
The back of the
back
shoe.
Back card, yeah. If a back card is 8-9, we only play one hand. It's not like right now we play every hand. But this card only play bad card. Exactly, I know it's a monkey or A or 9. before I play this like 2 years, I play everywhere. Yeah. We make a lot of money this play this
way. Yeah. We but call that one card baccarat. So
yeah.
Because you only know one card. Yeah.
You only know better card, yeah. Better
right.
card. Yeah, only know this card. But you have to exactly the dealer count how much, the left how much, you have to exactly. If one card wrong, you play upset.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good move.
This not too many no casino.
We probably shouldn't be talking about it on the air, but
but you know what? Remember I told you this story about when I was with Phil when she walked into the trailer? You look a little bit like Phil right now.
Yeah, you didn't tell that story on the air, but basically Kelly walked into the trailer and Phil was like, "You have to leave." Kelly's here.
I was in there doing a story on Phil for Playboy. You walk into his trailer at the World Series, but you go, "Phil, baby." And he goes, "All right, you got to go." He looked really nervous. It was the only time I ever saw him look nervous the whole time I was with him.
Oh, yeah. I see you before, yeah.
He did not me to stay while you were there.
No, he didn't want me talking yet.
Yeah.
So how many places did you play in Las Vegas before you approached Phil Ivey?
I play Aria. First, I play MGM, and then play Aria, Paris, Caesar, and then this Rio.
And did they bar you, or you were able to win money at all those places? And
that time, they don't bother me. And then Treasure Island and Palms. Yeah.
So you played a lot of places before approaching Phil.
And then Cosmopolitan. Yeah.
Ah. And Cosmo. And what kind of numbers were you winning in those places?
I won the most money, I think, is Aria.
And like how much?
1.5 or 1.3, I forget.
Exactly. 1.5 million.
Yeah.
So why did you need Phil? I mean, I guess taking down 10 million.
But you know why I need Phil? Because Eddie, he said that this article come out, Aria, say, oh, one Chinese lady play this, just lay back, win the 1.5 million. Eddie, right away, he called me. He said, "Kelly, it's you?" I said, "No." He said, "Yeah, it's you. I know. Nobody can do this, only you." He said, "You want to make big money? I can introduce Phil Ivey. He can put like 10 million, 20 million, give you play. You give the half for him." I say, "Okay. If he can put money, I play free role. Why now? You know, I don't have to deposit money, my money." And then, feel the time he just in Australia, play Australian. He won the first place. He said, "Oh, I call him." He said, "You come over, just play. I have right now I have 6 million. Give you play." I said, 6 million is not enough. I need 10 million because he played 300,000 a hand. If for 6 million, you only can play 20 hand.
Oh yeah, that's 20
hands. Bets.
Yeah,
yeah. But I say if lay back, no problem. I go play. I just I remember it's Chinese New Year. For us, Chinese New Year very important. But I say okay, I fly. I just fly to Singapore and then go to Australia with Eddie. So, the first day, I don't play. I have to see the card, you know. And then
angel cards in Australia?
Angel, but yeah. Very difficult, different angel.
Yeah.
And then I go to play. We lost like half million. And then he very mad. He said, "Eddie, you've been the like you guys is a hustler. Come here, hustle my money." I say, "Okay, I don't play. I give you this half million." And then after this night, Eddie with Phil go to play craps. They lose 3 million in a half hour. only left 1.8 million left. 6 million only left 1.6 million. After a few say, "Hey Kelly, you told me the truth. You can see this car." I say, "Okay, you just give me tonight. I want to see this car." I go downstairs. I play small. I lock in the car. Yeah, because downstairs you can play 100. You know, uh-huh. Nobody see me. I just play 100. I lock the car. After the second day, I said, I know, I can see that, but you don't have enough money. Only 1.8 million. How do you, I can play? He said, Kelly, please, just play small, small, small. And then Eddie told me, Kelly, please, you play. If you don't make this money back, I lost feel this friend. He cried.
No pressure.
He's crying, Eddie.
He's crying?
Yeah. Eddie's a tall guy. He's very funny. He cried. He said, Kelly, please, just, I know you, you can make money. If you don't make this 6 million, I lost feel. Phil is my very good friend. I said, okay, let's go play. We're betting, please, small, like a 20,000, 50,000, study.
Small, yeah. Yeah. 20, yeah. 50,000 a hand.
And then 100, and then 200, 300. After, yeah, we, the time we make like only 4 million, I think, yeah. The first time.
It's a bad trip.
Bad trip. Because they lost all the money, you know.
Yeah.
After, second day, we go there play. Already we make 4 million. After we go there play, half hour, I see the casino manager come to talk to Phil. Talk to Phil, and then I talk to Eddie. I say, oh, I have to leave. So why? I say, you see the manager coming, 100% have problem. I just leave. They talk to Phil, say, Phil, how do you make this girl? Phil say, no. I don't know her. She downstairs, she play poker. She say she don't have money. She know how to play baccarat. If I want the money, give the 10,000 for her play poker. Say, what are you talking about? She's a international famous baccarat player. She ask you 10,000? He say, you call her, come here, want to talk to her. Phil say, I don't know her. But at the time they give the money for us, this first day, I play with Phil. After, we just go to all the places, everywhere, yeah, I play.
So you played all over the world?
Yeah.
How was Macau?
Macau is...
Is it easy to get a Chinese-speaking dealer in Macau?
All speak Chinese. I don't need it. We just request, let's say, I played Macau last year. It's not Phil. Phil already cannot go to the casino, yeah. Last year,
yes.
I just, no, at the beginning, I called Phil. I said, Phil, I go to Macau play right now. He said, no way. Right now, the news come all the way, everywhere. I don't want to take this whiskey. I don't want to play. I said, if I want the money, I don't give you. He said, okay, go ahead. And then, I found the Chinese people, rich people, they put like 20 or 30 million. We request, we go to Galaxy, we play. Yeah, we still do it last year. Yeah.
It was still good.
Mm.
If they put up 20 or 30, how much would they let you bet per hand?
3 million Hong Kong dollar is like a half million, more than 600,000 per hand.
Per hand?
Yeah.
Wow.
What about when you came back? Remember Phil asked you a question.
I came back like 1 week after. Phil said, Kelly, you have to give me free roll 20% or 10%. I said, why? He said, I know you already make money in the Galaxy. I said, I first ask you, want you deposit money? You said, no way. The news come all everywhere. How do you play? And then I said, no, I cannot give you 10%.
So can you say how much you want on the Galaxy play that Phil wasn't a part of?
No partner. It's Chinese people, yeah.
Yeah. And how much did you win?
I don't have to say.
No, you don't have to say.
You don't have to say.
But it was more than you won with Phil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you also had you had an incident in Connecticut. Can you talk about that?
Connecticut? Oh, Connecticut. Foxwoods? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, in
Connecticut, Foxwoods. Connecticut is the time, I think it's 2011.
Mm-hmm.
2011, and I went to their play is September.
September, uh-huh.
I go there play. I make like a half million. I came back, and dessert Christmas. I go there again. It's 2011 Christmas. I go there play, and with three people we go there play. We deposit like 1.3 million. We won the 1.2, little bit more, 1.2. After second day, they don't give the money, and then they put me in the room. They don't let me leave. They say, oh, right now it's Christmas. We have to waiting for the general manager or casino manager come here and then give you money. And 4 days in the room. After 4 days, they call the police, come to my room. And then they say, oh, Miss Sun, very, very rude. Say, Miss Sun, you have to give the money. Casino call us, you cheating. I say, okay, before you hang up me, go to jail or forever, you have to go to check the camera. And then I call my lawyer. They don't want to answer the phone.
The lawyer didn't want to answer
the phone? No, no, no. This is the police. Ah. Rather, I call lawyer. I say, talk to my lawyer. They say, no, we don't want to talk to lawyer. We just want you give the chips, and then they have hang up. I say, okay, you go to check camera. And then, other way, I don't want to give the give the money. And then they say, okay. They go to check 4 hours. They come down. They say, okay, Miss Sun, you call your lawyer. You're not cheating. We see the all the camera. You're not doing anything wrong. Okay, right now you call your lawyer. I call my lawyer. They talk to the lawyer. Say, oh, you have to both for casino. You have to both for call the lawyer. And then anyway, we just call a lawyer. This lawyer, they cheating me. They working this fax for 50 years. They ask me 50,000 lawyer fee. I give to him. And then 3 months after, or after they send me go to New York, send me go to Apple. And then 3 months after, they say, Kelly, I'm missing you automatically, you lost. Because here is Indian reservation. It's different law. If you want to sue, you go to Supreme Court. The 10 already, I see the few. I say, I have this case, but I don't want to sue. Just 1.2 million. I don't want to sue, just lost. Because if I sue the casino, all the casino, they know. And just wait. Yeah.
So basically, the casino just robbed you of $1.2 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Casino always take a free roll. Like this time, I go to Vietnam. And we deposit 1 million, but it's not my name. My brother's name. We deposit 1 million US dollar. Beginning, he lost. We come in, they know who I am. And the Vietnam is the MGM property. Of course they know. They don't care you lost 300,000, 400,000. After we, half hour, we make 300,000 back because I need to turn the car, you know. After half hour, we make all the money back, make 300,000. They rather we come downstairs. They don't, they say, because, Miss Sun is here. We don't pay you money. My brother said, why? She's here, you know. I said, yeah, we know it's her, but, we don't care. She's here, but she want money. She cannot, we cannot give you. If lost, they don't care. Just take.
Right. Yeah. So they just stole your money again.
Yeah.
Well, 1.2 million here. 300,000 there. Pretty soon, this could turn out to be more than you make in a week, Richard. Wow. Okay. Now, at the Borgata, Don Johnson, friend of Phil Ivey's, he saw you and Phil betting big.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know what was going on, but he figured if it's a good enough play for Phil Ivey, it was good enough for Don Johnson. So he sat down, and if Phil bet on banker, Don bet on banker. If Phil bet on player,
what is my
Don bet on player. Now, Phil later must have been giving him the finger or something. How did Phil try to get rid of Don Johnson? Do you remember this?
I talked to Phil. I said, I don't want Don Johnson play with us. He said, oh. He's my very good friend. I say, very good friend. I don't want to give him free roll, right? I turn, now Don Johnson, if Don Johnson with Phil play, they will make a big money. Casino will know, you know. If only Phil, maybe they don't know. If Don, he played us, he never played baccarat. He played blackjack. Really? Why come here, play blackjack, play baccarat very big, you know? Oh, you better
so
play.
So how did you get rid of him?
I just talked to Phil. I said, if he play here, I don't want to play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Don left. Huh.
I mean, that makes sense, right? If you land on somebody's game and they tell you, hey, you know.
Take a hike.
Yeah.
Sometimes I leave, sometimes you don't. Okay. Now, there's a lot of different kinds of baccarat. Different rules, different games.
Yeah.
Does that matter to you when you're doing what you do, what the rules of the game are, or is it all pretty much the same?
Baccarat is the same rule.
No, like easy bac, where they have the dragon bet.
Easy baccarat is just a dragon bet, yeah.
Right, and there's no 5% commission on the banker.
Yeah,
right?
Not 5%.
So nothing changes.
Nothing
you.
Changes. You can count the easy baccarat. You can count the dragon or panda dragon. You can count, and then you can play. Like let's say they count like only 12 car or 16 car. You can bet dragon.
Yeah.
And then never mind. Study beginning. You don't have to bet dragon or panda. You know,
right. So the different variations don't matter to you at all. It's all the same game.
The most time I don't play dragon. Yeah.
Now you've talked about Eddie a couple times. Eddie was a guy who wouldn't give you $50, but he said go read a book on blackjack. Eddie's a guy who said
eight decks of cards.
Yeah, I wonder if he got the cards for free. Right.
He told me all the professional. You every day you have to have card and your purse. Yeah.
Cards in your purse. You always must carry.
So instead
them.
Of slipping in a gun or something, he slips right. in decks of cards. Now, did Eddie ever do anything good for you or help you? I mean.
Yeah, Eddie, he helped me a lot. I come here, study beginning, I lost and win. I lost 200,000. They have like a few rebound for me. I only 4,000 left. I say, I see the machine. I want to play some machine. I go to see Eddie play dollar machine, but he play very fast. I say, oh, this guy may be professional. I go to talk to him. I say, hey, can you teach me video poker? He locked me. He say, okay, no problem. Beautiful girl.
Yes.
This is 12 years ago. And then
You're still not bad.
Thank you. he teach me. And then I say, let's go. We go to eat. He say, where? I say, when? He say, No, very expensive. I said, all that they come. I said, come, I still have to pay tip. I don't want to eat.
You could get a comp, but he didn't have to pay the tip.
He said, I still have to pay the tip. Very expensive. I said, let's go to eat the catfish. I said, okay, we eat. After you, we go to Venetian. He go to Halimi. He bet the 500. He put the machine, play $25 a hand. Second hand, he won the Royal Flush $100,000.
Uh-huh.
And then he said, oh, you have to be my girlfriend. I'm professional. Right now, I'm 3 years, never had a Royal Flush. And then I said, oh, I lost a lot of money. You give me some lucky money. He said, no problem. I give you $500, but you have to send the paper. You owe me $500.
I sent him. That's how you become his girlfriend?
And now, and then every day, he don't play baccarat. He's a video poker professional. And then every day he went to win, he just changed 10,000. Three hand loss, and then leave. He want to, he said, please be my girlfriend. And then every day, buy some present for me. Give me this every day. And then, finally, I just, with him, like, with dating. I lost all the money. I don't have money. He teaching me, video poker. He wanted me working with him. We go everywhere driving. He going to give me like $20 every hour.
$20
yeah,
an hour?
Yeah, I'm working with him. He make like I make $600,000. He only give me, $1,100.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We should do a whole episode about stories about Eddie.
He's a lot of money right now. We drive and go somewhere, and then we start to have to eat. We go to eat chicken. He said, Kelly, eat this one. I said, how much? Oh, $6. I said, no, I want to eat this one. And then it's $8. After 1 hour, he driving, never talked to me. I said, Kelly, oh, I said, hey, Eddie, what happened? He said, Kelly, I'm so mad at you. I said, why? He said, this $8, same chicken, why you eat $8? You cost my trouble.
Sounds like my husband too. My husband would not, stop, step on the brake when he turns because that costs extra money on gas. So anyway, we all like swerve around and this is all right. Our AP behavior.
This is a brief digression, but you have to tell the story while we're talking about famous cheap stories about when you had a baby and you sent him to the store for surgical masks because somebody had a cold or something and you didn't want the baby to get sick.
No. I was cleaning his apartment and it was very dusty and I keep sneezing and I said, can we get some mask? And then so he's like mumbled and he took me to a drugstore. And then when he arrived at the drugstore, he said, what a ripoff. Why do they have to sell in a pack of three? We just need one. Okay. And then he looked at the, front of the store and he saw, 100 coffee filters, 99 cents for 100. He said, what's the difference? You just put a rubber band on these things and put on your face. It's just the same.
And then they have another funny story. We went to Montreal.
Oh, good.
We won the $5 million the night. And then, of course, Phil, he's very, generous.
Phil.
Generous.
Phil is very generous. Yeah.
But not
Eddie. We took the lemon. Stay at a different hotel. We stay at a different hotel. Phil just, we call the lemon. Phil first leave. And then we have to, 10 minutes, we go to the hotel. Eddie said, Kelly, we go to the lemon. I said, why? He said, you go downstairs, I talk to you. And then, I'll go downstairs. He said, go walk a little bit. I said, why? I have a very high shoes. Very cold, windy, Montreal. No way. We leave. We don't have to pay $20. Phil pay the lemon tip. If we go to the hotel, I have to pay lemon the tip. See, crazy. I have to walk in like a half hour go to hotel.
You had to walk half an hour to save the $20 tip.
Save $20
to the limo driver.
I only make 5 minutes. Why save this $20? He said, you don't know. I don't want to pay. Phil pay. If you sit down there, I have to pay. I said, I pay. No problem. And then same day, we leave. Phil just leave first. I don't know what happened. We delayed the flight. Yeah, and the immigration. They ask him, he's your girlfriend? He said, I don't know her. He said, you don't know her? because you guys sit down together, say, you buy the ticket same. You use the credit card, buy the ticket for her. After she said, I said, why you say you don't know me? He said, you have trouble before you, they told me you've been $500,000, come here, they don't let you in. I scared, they took me go to jail. I said, you crazy. And then, I said, we're a friend. Why are you scary about me? And then, the American, Connecticut, Montreal, immigration, they took me and him, 2 hours. They said, we don't care, you delay the flight. After we delay the flight, I go to buy a ticket. He said, no, this is 2000, is first class, too much. I already buy, he said, cancel. We have to take an economy. Only $300. He's a very, very cheap guy, but he's nice. He's a very rich guy.
Well.
One thing is, though, Kelly has gotten her revenge. Because I've been out for dinner with Kelly and Eddie. And who always pays when you go out for dinner with Eddie?
Eddie pay.
She always makes Eddie pay. If they go out, now he has to pay. So he's slowly paying it back.
All right, we are talking with Kelly and with also Michael and Lori and we're going to take a brief break for some commercials, and then we're going to be right back, and we got more questions for her.
The South Point has more than 10,000 games returning more than 99%. This is more than anybody else has. From Monday through Thursday throughout April, you may earn free buffets. Play 300 points and swipe before 2 p.m. to earn a lunch buffet. A total of 600 points is required for a dinner buffet, whether you've already picked up the lunch buffet or not. Buffets are good Monday through Thursdays and do not have to be used on the same day earned. They all expire May 4th. The free senior tournaments are now on Mondays. You get one free entry just because, and you can earn up to two more by playing 300 points each. So if you're playing for the buffets on Monday and you're of age, you'll get the tournament entries for no extra play. A total of $1,500 is being given away every week. At videopoker.com, it's the best place to play lots of games. If you sign up for the gold membership, $8.95 a month or $79.95 a year, this allows you to get corrections on most games. The game of the week is Ultimate X. This is 10 coins per line game where you get paid on the basis of 5 coins multiplied by whatever multipliers are in effect. You earn the multipliers by ending up with paying hands on the previous play. The strategy is complicated. Good strategies for several of the Ultimate X games may be found on the WizardOfOz.com website, and every semester I teach one of these games. The next semester of classes at the South Point will probably start in August and will include Double Double Bonus Ultimate X, a game that returns more than 99.8%, and it comes with a sky-high variance.
Okay, we're back. Now, Kelly, did you have any interesting nicknames that the casinos called you for what you did?
It's not casino, but all the, like, Phil and Eddie. Let's say my one day, my birthday, I remember, just after birthday in the morning, I was sleeping. Eddie just checking the door, said, Kelly, let's go. We have a private jet already waiting for you. I said, I'm drunk, I'm sleeping. I said, no way. I said, I don't have clothes, no makeup. I said, who cares? You are baccarat machine. Let's go. Phil waiting for us.
Your baccarat machine.
Go to baccarat, go to Borgata. We have to, over there, 5 million waiting for us. You don't need a makeup, you don't need a dress.
Don't need clothes.
No clothes. Baccarat machine. Yeah, we just, they just took me, go to Apple, and then we fly to there. Yeah, I said, this is your birthday, you have to make 5 million. But Eddie, I think, he
happy birthday, give me 5 million.
Yeah, he have a little bit, you know, he always thinking, this come to true. And then after 5 hours, he called me, he said, how much you already make 5 million? I said, yes. I said, leave, don't make more money. If a few want to play, you don't play, you just leave. And then all the time he told me it's true. He told me, he said, Kelly, if you make more than 10 million, casino don't pay you, Phil don't pay you. You always make 3 million, 5 million, you just leave.
This smart advice. True,
yeah.
Now,
which brings us to London, where you won more than
no,
5 million.
I made 5 million, 3.8 million pound, right? I talked to Phil, I said, I'm not, we leave, I don't want to play. He said, Kelly, this is, I lost a lot of money this casino. You don't have to worry. I want to make 20 million leave. He know this very, very good, the car. And then he said, I know you can make 20 million for me. I said, no, I don't want to play. I just leave. After he said, Kelly, please, make another 5 million, we leave. We make another 5 million, I leave. He still don't want to leave. He's greedy, you know.
Now he is so nice to you. Does he? Did he earn a percentage of this game? What kind of percentage would he get? Would he get 5%, 20%?
Are you talking about Phil?
Eddie.
Oh, Eddie.
Eddie have 10%.
Eddie got 10%.
Because he introduced me, see the Phil. This I give the free money for him. He introduced me, and then I say, "How much you want?" He said, "How much you give me?" I say, "Okay, just 10%."
So, he got 10% of $5 million in Montreal, but didn't want to pay $20 to tip the limo driver.
No, not 20. Yeah.
Now, on the I heard something.
Gambling has the weirdest people in the world.
Right now, he have two children, one boy, one girl. This Cambodia girl ask him his money. He told me, Kelly, you told me what happened. I don't want to support this kid. This too much money. I want to only give the 1,200, but she want to 2,000. I said, this is UK. You have to 2,000, so what? You have a lot of money. He said, no, it's a whole life. I want to only pay 1,200 the month, you know?
Now, there was the court cases were both in Atlantic City on the Borgata, but also in London at Crockford's. Now, Eddie was talked about during the trial. When they apparently you had some expenses and you said Eddie got $500,000 or whatever it was.
Yeah, where the judge asked about Eddie.
My understanding is that you were asked, that Kelly, you guys were asked, oh yeah, how much did you win? And you said, I think you originally said, oh, $11 million, you know, US. And then it was like, oh yeah, but what about the money we gave to what about the money we gave to Eddie?
Nah, and the London? And called, the church asked me, Kelly, you make, 11 million or 12 million or 13 million. How much money you got? I said, I got half with a few chap. And then he said, who is Eddie, this guy? They already know Edward Tim. Oh, I said, Edward Tim's got a 10%. After Edward Tim's got forever this money, like 10 million or 20 million, he got 10%. He said, why he got 10%? I said, oh, because he cleared the luggage. He said, all the lawyers, the church, they laugh and I said, okay, Kelly, I don't want to work. I go to clear your luggage. You know, every time we went to, you know why I say clear luggage? Me and Phil just leave. He always carry six luggage or seven luggage. He don't even take the car. He take a train.
I hope you didn't keep the bankroll in the luggage.
You don't have to worry. He's very tall guy, big guy.
I don't know.
I'm going to go home and forgive John.
I don't
like
know.
He's an angel compared to Eddie.
Both Eddie and John have sat through my video poker classes. Maybe I caused all this. I don't know. Okay.
They both make you look very sporty, Bob.
No, I didn't realize who you are.
You not one day I meet you and the Eddie wanted me to go talk to you and Lake Tahoe, is it? Lake Tahoe. One day, I think it's 7 or 8 years ago, and Lake Tahoe, you play video poker. Eddie told me, say, you go to talk to this guy. I don't want to talk to him. I said, why? He said, he teaching me play video poker. He hate me.
And then, I hate what? Him?
Yeah. He said, you go to ask him, teach you play video poker. He talked to me. And then I go to sit down there. I watch you play, but I don't ask him, you teach me. Yeah, I remember.
Okay. Well, that could have been. I don't remember that evening. I do know that I was quite married at the time. And,
why did you hate him? Because he was cheap to you too?
I'm sorry?
She said, that Eddie thinks, that you hate him.
I actually don't really. I mean, we have very little contact, and he generally doesn't seem to like to talk to me, which is fine. He has his own secrets and things, and he's gone on quite successful. I mean, he took the classes, I don't know, 15 years ago, and he's quite successful in his own right. I haven't really had any dealings with him in 15 years.
But no beef.
Yeah, there's no. But insofar as whether I would take on a pretty girl as a private student, my wife would always have a vote in that. And my guess is that it wasn't going to happen. It's different when Eddie was single and was willing to do it than me being married. How is edge sorting in Baccarat different than edge sorting in blackjack?
That's the different blackjack. You can turn yourself, but and the table have to be two people.
Why did there have to be two people?
Two people, just very fast. Yeah, you turn the car fast, and then one bet big, one bet small.
So, did you play a lot of blackjack as well?
Yeah, before I played a lot in Paris, and French. I play a lot of blackjack. After they don't let me play, I come to America.
So also, you can bet so much more money at baccarat than you can at blackjack.
Yeah, baccarat you can bet like a 300 half million. Like Singapore, we bet 1 million. 1 million Singapore yuan is
close to 1 million.
Yeah, blackjack you
per
only
hand.
Can,
you per can hand. Bet $1 million.
Yeah,
a hand.
And the Montreal we bet blackjack. You only can bet $25,000.
Oh, you can't make any money doing that.
Yeah. When you play baccarat, you don't want to play blackjack.
You know, one of the interesting things, I remembered I was speaking with Richard about you when we first started doing the story for the Sunday Times, and he said, like, what's so brilliant about the play is that you applied it to baccarat, the game where you can bet huge sums and where the casinos don't sweat it. The way, like, they're used to people paying that kind of money, and they don't sweat the action at baccarat, especially if you're Chinese. It helps.
Well, until now, right? I mean, no, I mean, now if somebody is winning a lot of money at baccarat, like, they didn't know the game could be beat. That's what it was.
You know, I hate people, even Eddie, beginning, they say, You look at these Chinese stupid people. All the play baccarat very stupid. I talked to him. I say Chinese people are not stupid. You know, you see the one day I will beat the casino baccarat. He said, no way. I don't believe you. He always told me, you see, stupid.
And he gets
Chinese.
10% for this.
Yeah. Right now he said, in my whole life, no girl, no woman, even my mom, he said, no woman win this big money for me. He told me. He said, only you. And I said, right now you don't see Chinese stupid people? He said, no, right now I don't see. He always, not only Eddie, but in the casino, all the white people.
That's good that the casinos think that.
Chinese is stupid, play background.
So Kelly really worked for the Chinese pride.
Yeah.
Now you go, girl.
You know, that's actually, because I think Barry Greenstein, he said that about poker. He said one of the great, was he the one who said, somebody said that one of the great things about poker is if you have prejudices, it destroys you. Like if you think because somebody's a certain race or a certain religion that they're going to conform to that, you're going to lose all your money because they won't do that. And it's the exact same thing with the casinos, that they think, oh, everybody who's Chinese is superstitious. They got what they deserve for being such
That's
idiots.
That's why I call it a superpower. I mean, being Asian in a casino is a huge advantage. And being a woman, I think, is a big advantage as well.
See, this Chinese woman, two Chinese women, very...
Very successful Chinese women.
Yeah, very successful.
When I was in the MIT team, and that was the least likely to succeed, because should be all the white boys should do it. And I was at the bottom of the food chain. And then now John calls me one of the most dangerous enemies of the casino. I said, wow, such a compliment. And I said, well, what would you rate me 20-some years ago when I first started out of 10? He said, oh, I never thought about that. Well, I'll give you 2, maybe 3. Definitely not 4. And
have thought you were marriage worthy or something. Must have been a 10 somewhere.
Well, not on math, nor on arithmetic. And so I'm very bad at arithmetic. Not so bad at math, but very bad at arithmetic. And so many people thought I had to be a mathematical genius. I must love gambling. I said, I don't love gambling. I just love money.
Yeah.
You know? So if this thing, you know, gets me money, somehow make it work, you know, even with my terrible arithmetic. And so the thing is, in Chinese people, I learned a system, I realized it doesn't take a genius. It's just like a dealer. I mean, they're advantage player. They don't know crap. You know, they just need to follow the instructions. And they were like a high school graduate will do if they do what they told to do.
It's a similar thing.
Mm.
So that, you know, you can teach a 10th grader to be a dealer. And so can you teach, you know, somebody to be a professional blackjack player like myself. 10th grader will do. And my and John asks my
son. A 21-year-old 10th grader.
and John asks my son and to say, hey, don't you want to learn some, you know, card counting? So when you have the right age and my son, who's not very good at math, according to John, then he goes, mommy can do it. I can do it. And that's why I guess I don't scare off a lot of people, because if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Do you still have games you can play, Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Can I go with you, or?
You want to carry her luggage?
Yeah.
All right. This has been a real fun show. We've been talking to Kelly and help with Lori and Michael. Thank all three of you. Thank you, Richard. Go out and hit lots of royal flushes, everybody. Good day.